Now an update to a story we featured last month on this program. It's about dolphin hunting in Taiji, Japan. The hunt was supposed to begin this week. It hasn't, and we'll explain why in a moment, but first, some background. We interviewed the director of a new documentary called The Cove. He and his team went undercover in Taiji to illegally film a secret cove where every year some 20,000 dolphins are trapped and then speared to death by fishermen. Here's a clip from the film.
Hundreds of thousands of dolphins have died there. You'll see the signs, keep out. The fishermen told me, they said, if the world finds out what goes on here, we'll be shut down. Can you imagine that? They actually told us that.
That's environmental activist Rick O'Berry. He's the subject of the documentary. He used to be the dolphin trainer on the 1960s TV show Flipper. And that experience turned him into an advocate for dolphins. Now, for much of his life, Rick Berry's tried to tell the world about what happens at the cove in Taiji. He argues that there's no economic reason to kill the dolphins. Their meat is highly toxic and dangerous as food or fertilizer. The director of the film, Luis Cejollos, can't return to Japan because there's an arrest warrant out for him. He trespassed to film the hunt. Here's a clip from our interview we aired last month. The slaughter will begin in September. I mean, it's going to start again.
Unless we stop it, yes. I'm not going to, you know, predict when it's going to stop. It will stop. You know, I'd like to be a catalyst for that.
Well, the documentary, which won the Audience Award at the Sundance Film Festival, looks like it's working. Taiji's sister city, Broome, Australia, suspended its relationship with Taiji. And this week, activist Rick O'Berry went back to the cove along with a group of international journalists. I caught him on his cell phone yesterday as he traveled through Japan. He says he hasn't seen any hunting so far.
We showed up when the dolphin killing season began, September 1st. And, you know, they're thinking about what to do. Should we go out? Should we be exposed? The world is watching. And so far, they haven't killed any dolphins.
On that day, Rick O'Berry blogged, "Today is a very good day for dolphins."
I think maybe it's over. I'm hoping it's over, that they'll just give up and stop killing dolphins here.
What happens when you and all the international press leave Taiji? I mean, are you worried that the dolphin hunters will sort of breathe a sigh of relief and then just carry on with the slaughter?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. It's a day-by-day thing here, you know. We just don't know.
That's anti-dolphin hunting activist Rick O'Berry, who's featured in the new documentary, The Cove. For more on the film, visit thenewnpr.org.